All right, talking here with Allie Walker. How's everything going, Allie?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. Getting ready to play your song, Kitchen Floor, here on River Country Rising Stars. Now, listeners of the station will be familiar thanks to your song, I Like Big Trucks. But let's give them the opportunity to get to know more about you, because they probably wouldn't have had much of an opportunity as you are much newer.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for the support. You've always been supportive, which is amazing. It's funny you say get to know me as I'm newer because I'm 15 years into this, but you're always a rising star until, you know, the masses know you. But yes, I might be new to lots of people, but I'm from Prince Edward Island, so very far from where you guys are. And I currently live in Nashville, which is also very far from where you guys are. And then in between, I lived in Toronto and BC and been developing and performing and writing for the last 15 years, basically.
Awesome. Well, I've known you for about 5 years or so. So
yeah,
somebody foolishly let you be subjected to being interviewed by me back then. So
yeah, at the CCMAs, that would have been 2019. I think I had my album out.
Yeah. And I did not read the email properly and went to the wrong hotel. So it was like four yeah. Marriott's in Calgary. Oops.
All good.
So what really got you going into music and really pursuing it as a career, especially as you've bounced around a lot of different places and PEI and the Maritimes? We are learning more and more as being a very musical place with country music even.
Yeah, I grew up listening to like all types of music. So really whatever Much Music and CMT gave me is what I love. So like Avril Lavigne and Sum 41 and Our Lady of Peace, but also Taylor Swift and Keith Urban and Martina McBride and all the folks on the countryside. And I grew up playing drums and guitar, and I actually learned to play the bagpipes when I was 12, and I really fell in love with like Celtic music and bagpiping and snare drumming, and thought I was going to be a professional bagpiper for my entire life. I was actually going to go to the University of Arkansas for bagpiping, but then I decided to, you know, go the country route. So I moved away from PEI when I was 19 to have more opportunities in music in Toronto, and kind of played like all the bars and venues in Ontario just to get my feet wet, because I really didn't start singing and songwriting until high school. So I did that for a while, and I was kind of going back and forth between Nashville as well for like 13 years, learning about the music industry down here and writing songs. And then I recently moved to Nashville and signed a publishing deal and record deal and all the things. And yeah, now I'm off to the races.
Now, is that for the reason for the move to Nashville? Was that kind of stuff was kind of put in place? Because I think you moved out to the island, that being Vancouver Island. But you weren't there very long, if my memory serves, before you packed up the dogs and the husband and embarked on the big road trip to Nashville.
Yeah, we were kind of just over Ontario. My husband and I, neither of us are from there. And so my husband's from Vancouver Island. We bought property on the island a while ago. So we kind of headed out that way. We stopped in Kelowna because that's where my husband got a job, and we lived there for a year. And once I met my manager at the Canadian Country Music Awards a year ago, he was from Nashville. And I had already kind of planned to move down there. But as a Canadian, you have to get like a working visa, and you kind of have to have stuff going on in order to go to the States. So I finally got all that in order and was meeting with, you know, labels and publishing companies and all that, and finally got all that in order and ended up getting all those things kind of before we moved down there. But yeah, I packed everything up and now I've got a great team down here.
And in the last year or two, your career has really started to blow up, whether it's songs like I Like Big Trucks, Creek, the highly anticipated Nashville. I felt like we waited like a year or two for that one to come out. And to the new one, Kitchen Floors. But you also, this past summer, were an opening act, which Shania Twain headlined in Newfoundland. And Shania Twain actually brought you back out on stage with your electric bagpipes to do a little performing with her, as well as dragging Lindsay L back out front and center.
Yeah, that was crazy. I had so many amazing shows this summer. It was really like my first summer of all the awesome festivals all around Canada that I've been wanting to play forever. And one of them was getting to open for Shania Twain, which is crazy on its own. But I really just wanted to say hi and meet her. So we thought maybe she would like the bagpipes. So we sent her manager a video of me playing Any Man of Mine on my electric bagpipes the morning of. I just did it like in the hotel room, and she loved it. And they were like, yeah, let's get her on stage. But her whole team was like, She's super spontaneous and we have no idea what she's going to do with you on stage. So just go out there with your electric bagpipe and hope for the best. And yeah, I played Any Man of Mine. And then she was like, let's do more. Let's do a duet together. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're just going to make up a duet on the spot. That's going to be difficult. So I said, well, I've got a song and it's really easy to learn. The Whiskey's Gone. And you know, it's repetitive and it goes like this. And she learned it on the spot and then played it with me and her background singers. And I think we did it like four times on stage in front of, you know, tens of thousands of people at a festival. So that was pretty cool.
It really is. Yeah. And lately Shania Twain's been very big on putting over emerging female talents with her tour, even some that aren't necessarily as emerging, like Tennille Towns, Lindsay L, Robin Odelaney. So it's really cool to see you get that kind of experience, because not everybody that opened for her, she was there like three nights, got that opportunity. You seem to be the only one. So
yeah, it was crazy. It's the bagpipes. She enjoyed the bagpipes.
Well, that was the one thing I was a little disappointed about with CCMA is you performed at CCMA House. You absolutely killed it. But I was like, I really wanted the electric bagpipes. Did she forget to pack them? Like, what happened?
I didn't bring them, actually. Oh, yeah, no, I did bring them. But yeah, I guess I didn't think about it. I had someone else choose the songs that I was going to do CCMA House. And as soon as, you know, a few days before we were going over what songs, I was like, oh, dang, I should be doing The Whiskey's Gone.
Oh, both songs were great either way. So that was I Like Big Trucks and Creek. And now we have your new one to talk about, Kitchen Floors, which I believe was written about your in-laws' place out on the island, if I'm remembering the singer-songwriter event you were at.
Yeah. I was living with my in-laws for like 6 months because we were waiting for a place to be done in Kelowna. And I was, you know, just having some wine in the kitchen, as I normally do, chatting. And we were looking at the floors and the walls of this home. And they live in like a heritage home, which is like, you know, over 100 years old. And there's obviously going to be scratches and dents that have been there forever. But I was there with my dogs and they have their little bone and they're, you know, eating it on the floor. And my mother-in-law's like, your dogs are scratching my floors. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure those scratches have been there forever. And then we just kind of laughed about it. And we were talking about, you know, the light fixture that was broken because of this party that they had, or just all the memories that are shared within like all those little scratches and dents in the kitchen. And it, you know, in true songwriter fashion, you can write a song about anything. So I went to Nashville. I came with that idea with the songwriters and they latched on immediately and helped me write Kitchen Floor. And it's one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. It's a little more heartfelt. You know, I like Big Trucks and Creek are a little more rock and fun. And this one is definitely more relatable.
So what went into this being your first big radio release with Sony, who is the label you are with?
Yeah, that's kind of their decision on what song to go to radio with. I think they wanted a few songs to introduce me to the country world. As you said, I'm still pretty new. And lots of stations had been playing I Like Big Trucks, even though we never actually sent it to radio, which was awesome that, you know, I think it like charted above 52, which is like crazy. And, you know, even radio stations in America were playing it. And that's pretty incredible for, you know, not pushing that single at all. So now, yeah, this is going to be my first official radio single and we'll see how it does. Hopefully people love it.
Well, I know I'm loving it. I loved it when I heard you play it at the Sony showcase there during CCMAs. I know people are going to absolutely fall in love with it out here. I'm sure there's a lot of relatability with people who've lived in the area for quite some time, that their house may be in that sort of condition and the memories that come with some of those dents and scratches, whether they be good or bad. Yes. But thanks for taking the time to hang out and talk today, Allie.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thanks for spinning the new tune.